Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
ooh, push that button,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Good afternoon. That's three.
Good afternoon, John, this afternoon,
John
Lonoff,
because he does, we're open late. He's done three times he does that. So I did good afternoon three times. It is so much less miserable. Notice I didn't say it's so much more comfortable. It's not comfortable, but it's less miserable than it was that stretch we had that ended Sunday. I mean, 89,
it was still pretty humid
90,
today, though.
Oh, it's very humid.
Yeah.
But 90 degrees in humidity, almost like, compared to Sunday was unbelievable.
Oh, it was, you couldn't walk outside. It was crazy.
Now, this is the, am I correct, the second day of the convention?
Yes. It started last night.
Isn't that a female procedure?
DNC?
Is it DNC or DNC when they have the uterus cleared out or something?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
A hysterectomy, oh, no. Right?
I need a woman to call me. Yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing. And every time I hear DNC, I remember sometimes if you eavesdrop when women are talking on the phone, they talk about that stuff a lot more than guys do. Women, I went to my OBGYN, and he said, it looked like I'm looking at a DNC. And it's either D, I think it's a
D-N-C.
D-N-C.
Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. It's dilation and curettage.
What?
Curettage.
C-U-R-E-T-T-A-G-E.
That sounds like a town in Georgia.
Curettage.
We're going to live in Curettage, Georgia. It's right outside Atlanta.
It is a surgical procedure in which the cervix is dilated so that the uterine lining can be scraped with a curette to remove abnormal tissues.
So I was correct. There
That's
is a
not
thing,
a hysterectomy. Oh,
but there, yeah. Okay, but there no. is a thing called a DNC.
DNC.
And when I hear DNC, that's what I think of. And I don't know why, because I don't know, years ago, I heard, I don't know if it was my wife or if when I was a kid it was my mother. But if you
apparently you have that done after a miscarriage.
Okay. My wife had a miscarriage. So that could very well be where I heard that. But I'm not kidding. Take every chance you get to eavesdrop when women are talking to other women.
Mm-hmm.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because they talk about things we never talk about. For example, I would never get on the phone and go, Peon, I meant to ask you, where did you find those shoes you had on today? We would never do that. Ever. Or that jacket.
I couldn't describe one pair of shoes that you've worn in here for the last 18 years.
And right now, I cannot tell you what shoes you have on, or you, Dan. You could have on tennis shoes, black shoes, brown shoes. I don't know. Women look each other up and down. They do. They size each other up.
And check the shoes to make sure the shoes match the outfit they're wearing.
And they'll say to the woman they're with, look at that. I can't believe she's wearing that with that.
Is that a wedge? Are those wedges?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't say, are those wedges?
They would know they're wedges.
Yeah.
Where did you get those wedges?
They go, I think those are Paul Andreas or some one of those names. They look a lot like Ann Taylor whatever. And I know that Ann Taylor's a dress, I think. But the thing is, men, we don't do that. We don't look at a guy and guy go, hey, Dan, or hey, Peon. Look at, can you believe, look at the lapels on that guy's suit. That's from like 10 years ago. We never do that.
No.
Or ask.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. No
Is
kidding.
That a Hanes?
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding, thank goodness.
Hey, that reminds me when you were talking about the DNC. Right.
And by the way, people just now learned something. This is the learning curve.
I had never heard of that before.
Learned about a DNC.
And it has to do with the uterus.
Yes.
Anytime somebody mentions a uterus, which is not often, but...
Yeah, it does not come up a lot.
No, and I don't say often, but it is often.
Good,
I
you
say
shouldn't.
Often, no. But I take myself back to Andrew Dice Clay when he said, there was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had so
goodness.
Many kids, her uterus fell out. I thought that was so funny. That was one of my favorite things.
It actually is funny. And one of the few things you can, he said you can repeat.
Yeah, not much of his material. Either.
Because there's not a word in there that's banned. By
Hickory dickory dock.
Okay, yeah. That one, yeah. Okay, what? Okay, that one you can't do.
No.
Yeah. That one we can't do. So it is the second day of the Democratic National Convention. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it third of June? Another sleepy,
he was on it.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Day.
Does anybody... I should not do this. Because I said this to my wife. We were at home, and I said, you know, I think I got to go on the air and ask. And I told her what I was going to ask. She says, be careful. No, she said, be careful. And that's pretty sad that you have to be careful or you will offend fill in the blank. All right?
Yeah.
There's certain people, you have to. So here's what I'm going
to
do.
Wait, does this have to do with the convention
yes.
last night?
And not someone... last night. I didn't see last night. No.
Okay, I did. I saw it last night. There were a couple of things in the convention last night that struck me as... just showcasing.
Well, we do really do have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because, you know why. Everybody knows why. But here's my question. And all this is a question. Michael Brown's mother is going to speak tonight. Why? About what? That's my question. It's just a question. Why? And about what? Now, let me I'll tell you something interesting. For me... what all this Black Lives Matter and all this stuff in the last couple of years has done, it's caused me to talk to more black people than I talked to in probably 10 years. I don't live in a black neighborhood. I'm not around a lot of black people. I have one black friend. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to act like I have several black people. People do that all the time. I hate it when they do that. So I do have one black friend. And I know some black people, but to say they're close friends would be a lie. But what this has caused me to do is I make a point to strike up a conversation with black people every chance I get. I did it today. I did it yesterday. Yesterday, I was in a business, and at the counter, there were two black women, and I'm going to say they were both in their late 20s, 30s. And I said, let me ask both of you. And I always say, look, if I'm out of line, just say I am. But I'd like to ask you, have you heard Michael Brown's mother is going to speak at the convention? And they both nodded yes. And I said, do you think that's a good thing that she's doing that? And here's what surprised me. Both of them said no. And I said, why? And this was very insightful on their part. They said, because all they're doing is using her. Now, there's just two black women. So they're smart enough to see that they're using her. But Michael Brown's mother is not smart enough to know they're using her, if that makes sense.
I think she likes the spotlight, actually.
Oh, I don't know that she... I think she has to be uncomfortable in the spotlight. She can't speak. She's not very articulate. She's not well-educated. I think she's probably uncomfortable. But I think when the right people get a hold of you and prop you up and tell you the right things, you can do things you wouldn't normally do. But my question is, why? And I'm very anxious to hear what the message is. Now, here's what I'll bet you the message won't be. Take it from me, the mother of Michael Brown, that it is just not, it usually doesn't turn out well when a child is brought up in a messed up family and there's no guidance from a mom and a dad and he's shuffled to a grandmother and another grandmother. That won't be the message, but maybe it should be. So I don't know what the message, and I don't know. I don't know if people, you think people are really aware, because a lot of time has passed. Michael Brown, from, now correct me if I'm wrong, didn't even live with his parents. Lived with a grandmother, raised by his grandmother.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. I don't think his dad, Brown Sr., gave two hoots about that kid. I think he came out when the cameras rolled. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, their lives are destroyed because he's gone. He was gone anyway from their lives. That's the part that's just so baffling to me.
But that happens a lot, though, with fathers and stuff that are, and I can give you an example of Kelly Clarkson. Her dad left when she was like 6 years old. She just did a song about it.
Right.
He left when she was six and didn't have anything to do with her
until she
won American Idol.
Yes, and then he shows up.
All of a sudden, he's there, and he wants to have a relationship, and it's a great thing. And
I hope she shut the door in his face.
Yeah.
I hope she did.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy for this show, but I there's certain things that happen, and I just, man, I don't get it. I'm confused. You know, for some reason, you're not supposed to say that Michael Brown was being bad. I'll put it that way. That's pretty mild. Like, you're being bad to your little child. Mm-hmm. He was being bad. Maybe it was worse than just being bad.
Yeah.
It is an absolute proven fact, and folks, you know what the facts are. And it's not some rigged system and phony report from the FBI because they're racist. It's also the account of, if I remember, at least four black witnesses who said, no, he did not have his hands up. He was rushing the police. Okay, so how much more evidence do you need? So we know what happened. So my question again is, what is it she's speaking about? Now, if you say, well, she's probably going to talk about the fact that Ferguson had a real problem with them profiling. But okay, all right, that's fine. But why would she talk about that? This is her case is a separate. I just don't know that it's. I think it's very, very. It's a very touchy. I think they're making a big mistake doing this.
I think it adds fuel to the fire with everything.
I think it was brilliant to put Michelle Obama up there. Mm-hmm. That was brilliant.
Welcome to politics.
They'll pull out
whatever card they have to.
All of them, both sides.
Any politician.
They'll do.
That's ever been part of the system.
And let me tell you, if any of you don't get this, when you watch anybody speak, I don't care if it's Trump or when you watch it and you see the people standing behind, that is very strategically staged. They decide exactly, we want an Asian here, a black person here, a short person here, an old person here. This is who we want behind mm-hmm. them. Those aren't the people that just happen to get great seats right behind them.
Well, and somebody, and I apologize because I can't remember where I saw this, what article or who said this, but the fact that they all have speech writers, it's not their own words coming out of their mouth every time they get up and speak in front of the people. Other people writing.
Thank you. These are smart people.
Yes. I mean, there's a team of writers that put together these speeches.
You are
to hit
smart enough.
All the points that need to be hit.
You're smart enough. You made it to this level. You are a candidate for president, and you can't get up and talk without a bunch of people.
None of them. Either side. Nobody. None of them can.
Yeah, how about that's a great point. How about that? And Donald Trump, when he did do it on his own,
he put his foot in his mouth.
It didn't go too
times.
Well. He, you know, somebody needed to go, hey, in his case, and do not take this as an endorsement of the other side or him. It's a fact. Look at the difference in now the way he speaks. And he could still write his own speech. And I do believe that he has probably more of a hand in it in his case than the others do. I just do. The other any Republican that's been up before or Democrat, I just think he's a control freak, and it's worked well for
him.
Oh,
yeah, he has a hard time keeping his hands off.
So that was all. I'm just curious to hear what her message is that somebody else has given her to say.
Right, yeah, those won't be her words tonight. No, no. Everybody that has been up on in any of these conventions, they're not their words.
Dan, you
I know, yeah. Sorry. But this was going to be part of my Burke segment.
Okay,
too.
Well, let me say this. We'll break and we'll do the Burke segment. How's that?
Okay.
Am I handling Mr. Londoff's business? Do
yes.
we need to do traffic
it's
first?
Tuesday.
I think you can go ahead and
do
it
can
first.
Do the.
All right, we're
going to do
this. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have the Burke segment. I see the phones are ringing.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy to talk to you. We'd love to talk to you. Because today's Tuesday, we don't have to really do any real business till Colin Jeffrey comes in here at 4:30. So it's all yours after a word from a couple of our sponsors, the first being Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. This morning, I was in the waiting area because I went to get the oil changed in my car. And there was a black lady sitting next to me, Johnny Londoff, and she was on the phone, on her cell phone. And here's what I've started doing. I've started trying to find a reason to strike up a conversation. I want to get to know the thoughts of some black people because I think I've lived most of my life like many of us have. I live in Wildwood. Okay, I mean, I'm in the woods. I don't have any. I need to sort of, when I can, engage. So this woman's next to me, and she's on the cell phone, and she's talking like this. And when she finished, I said, excuse me, would you do me a favor? And I think she probably thought I was going to say, don't talk on the cell phone. I said, would you let me pay you to teach my wife how to talk on a cell phone? I said, because the way you did it is the way you should do it. And then I said, let me give you a demonstration of how my wife does it. Hey, yeah. And this woman starts laughing. This black woman is just laughing like crazy. I said, I'm not kidding. She doesn't know that the phone is right here. It's right here. It's not across the room. And this woman is laughing. I said, so would you teach my wife how to talk on the phone? And so then we start talking. And I said, I'd like to ask you a question. Because we looked up at the TV, and of course, it's nothing but politics. I said, can I ask you who you're going to vote for? She said, I'm undecided. Undecided. That's what she said. Now, see, I wrongly would have bet $100. She'll say Hillary, just like that. No, she said, I'm undecided. Now, she either said that because it was a smart thing to say, because once you declare, then you might be in for a fight. I might have been antagonizing her. And she was either smart to tell the truth or to just say undecided. That was a very smart answer. And I might add, the waiting room was full of people. They were so busy. You know what they told me? That at Londoff, they're closed on Sunday, like all the car dealers around here. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Bates, who is the Corvette expert, and the receptionist, who was Sally's there because Mary's on vacation, they were all talking about Sunday, how busy they were Sunday. And I said, you're closed on Sunday. They said, this parking lot was full of people. I'd heard this before. People walk the lots on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, to check out cars.
Which
and
is
stuff.
Why Monday is such a big day.
Yeah.
And they said what blew them away was, remember the temperature Sunday? Like 102.
Yeah.
And that's asphalt. And they said that, I'm sure that even though they're closed, there's a security person there, and I'm sure that, you know, like any place, somebody goes into the office to get some work done.
I'm sure John maybe has cameras where he can even
they
see.
They said they could not believe in that heat how many people were walking that lot. So business is good. The service business is really good. I know because I was there today, and I saw the other people waiting to have their service done. I think all the way around, business is very good. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
And you know why a lot of people do that, and it's from fear of buying a car.
Then
it's
they like, don't have to have anybody come up and
yeah,
bug them.
They don't want to be bothered. But you can do that at Londoff any day
but
of the
they
week.
They might not know that.
Because they're not going to come out
see,
and
they,
just
they think Londoff
and
is like every other dealership. Well, I'll go mm-hmm. on Sunday and nobody will bother me. I got news for you. Nobody's going to bother you mm-mm. no matter when you go in there. That's the beautiful thing about shopping there. They'll offer to help you. They don't bother you. You can walk around all you want to. So thank you to, and I'd also like to think that had it not been for joining forces with this show 12 and a half years ago, they'd be out of business by now. The door shuttered, closed.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, big sign. After years, Landoff Chevrolet has had to close its doors.
We don't own our building a lot anymore.
No. We have three mortgages we can't pay. And then the sign would at the end say, we should have gone with a large morning show in the afternoon. That's what I'd like to think. The truth is, I'm sure they'd be fine without us because they know what they're doing and they know how to treat people. Johnny, and that is the key. That's the key. Not the Chevys. They're great cars, but other people have them too. Not even the prices. As long as your price will meet or beat somebody else's, it's how they treat you. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com. All right, the Burke segment is on the way, and then we're going to take a lot of your calls. We have plenty of time to talk today. I'm going to talk about something I don't know anything about, and that's not unusual, but here's what I do know. I know that when there's anything you know anything about, plumbing, carpentry, all you really need to know is somebody who does. So you learn who the people are who are smart at the things you know nothing about. I don't know anything about IT. I don't own a business. I know it's information technology, and I know it's very, very important and crucial that whoever's in charge of it and handles it knows what they're doing, or you may be out of business because your competitors will walk all over you. So if I owned a company, an enterprise, a business, I would make a point to go take a look at a website that's teamhuber.com. That's the website of Huber and Associates. That's what smart people do. Smart people, in many cases, are only smart in a couple of areas, but where they're really smart is they know to go to smarter people about the things they're not experts on. And that would be the case with IT. Here's what I do know. I know that Huber and Associates has clients all over the country. They're headquartered in Missouri, a good Missouri-based company, been doing this for over 28 years. And they work for companies all over the United States, large, medium-sized, small. And they become your IT partner. Because if you have a business or you're the person in charge of this, I don't have to tell you, you already know many times this is the part of the business that will make or break your company, that'll beat your competitors or let them beat you. You use technology the right way, you increase productivity. You lower your costs. Your customer interactions are stronger. Your employees work more efficiently. And on and on and on and on. That's why it might be a good idea, Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. or Miss. Isn't it funny that men only have one designation, Mr., mm-hmm. and women have all these other Mrs., Miss, Ms., and I may be leaving one out, business owner. That's why if I were you, I'd take a look at this website. That's really all I'm asking you to do is take a look at the website. It's teamhuber.com. Find out why they have grown and gotten so big and done so well and are every week, every month, taking on more business partners because these are people who check them out and realize, my goodness, we need to have them as our IT partner. It's, again, teamhuber.com. The company is Huber and Associates. Does anybody? Oh, and frankopinion.com and their sponsors, there's a link to their site. What?
And before we do that, I have a traffic bulletin.
All right, well, then let's do this the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, we were about to go into the Burke segment, but then I was told I've just been handed a note. Apparently, we have a traffic bulletin. And that explains why Dan is not here. I hear him in the KTRS Traffic Center. Dan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Frank.
What is going on down there?
Well, Frank, someone, a KTRS listener called this in, someone that's AM in the PM, and he was traveling northbound on 270 between Olive and Page. Mm. And there's a...
That's right near us.
Yes, it is. There's a big red couch in one of the center lanes there, so...
So pull over, everybody, and take a break.
Yeah, you don't...
Or avoid it.
You don't expect to see a couch in one of the middle lanes.
No, you don't.
That's on northbound 270 between Olive and Page.
Now, you know, the old-timers, like my grandparents, they called it a divan.
A divan or Davenport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Davenport. Hey, look at Devan in the center lane. Well, Dan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on,
I'll head back
up here. Dan's okay. On his way up. He's stepping in to the transport.
I'm back.
Right, look at that.
Whoa.
Already at his desk. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. The man that just brought you that terrific bulletin, Dan Strauss. What do you have, Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank. I was watching the Democratic convention last night, and Paul Simon came out.
I missed it. You just reminded me. I know.
Paul Simon came out, and I was watching it, and he was doing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And I don't know what happened because I have a friend of mine that is very Democrat, very big Democrat.
Mm-hmm. And big like large, like 400 pounds?
Well, no, not quite that big, but he is, a very big Democrat.
I get it, yeah.
And he even put on Facebook, what in the heck happened to Paul Simon? And it's,
what do you mean, the way he looked?
Well, no, the way he sounded. It was, and I know he's getting older and everything, but man.
Yeah, but so's Tony Bennett.
It did not sound good at all. He was off key, and
folks, this is kind of listening to him, because this is a musician talking.
Yeah.
And a singer.
It was just, he was flat, off key, and just, I don't know, it was just bad. And I felt kind of bad for Paul Simon because he was up there and you can see people waving stuff and everything, but I'm thinking, man, if I'm out in the audience, I'm not waving anything because it was just off key and bad. So
but in that environment, the acoustics have to be terrible. Do you think they even cared?
I don't know. No, I don't think they cared
probably,
at all.
You probably could tell it more over TV than they could in that big hall.
Oh, I'm sure. But yeah, they didn't care at all.
You know, I feel bad for Art Garfunkel. He never gets to go on.
No.
He never
is. Paul Simon.
And he always looked like Larry Fine to me from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I noticed, I've been watching TV and all these political commercials that are on. Wow. So, and this has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, or anything. It just has to do with the commercials. And what they do is they mention and talk about their opponent constantly in the commercial.
Yeah. All of it.
And completely talk about their, mention their opponent's name and everything that they've done. And it sounds like these are the worst people walking the face of the earth.
And when it's over, let's say the candidate is Bill Dick Schmuckman. Bill Dick Schmuckman running for Senate.
Yeah.
And when it's over, you know that his opponent's a scumbag, but you don't know one thing about Bill Dick Schmuckman.
No, you have no idea, because there was one they went through and said, this person does not do this, they don't do this, and they did this, and they did that.
Well, what do you do?
And never mentioned who it was for. And at the bottom of the screen, it said who it was for, they never said.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've watched those and didn't even know who I was supposed to be voting for.
No.
Well, that's a good point.
It's all name recognition, and so this is just advertising. Since we're kind of into advertising, just
And I might tell the listeners, for as irritating as those are, radio and TV stations love election.
Oh, yes, we do.
Because we get paid by all those people to run. It's a discounted rate. And why is that?
I don't know.
There's a political rate.
Yeah.
Why do they get a break? They got all the money in the world.
I don't know.
I think it ought to be more.
I think it should be.
You charge them more.
Or the regular rates. But just some advice for any politician that's doing it. And I
put your own name in it.
I did see three of them where they said, I'm so and so, and this is what I can do, and this is what I've done, and this is what I do. And they did that. And it's like, wow, I actually found out about that person. And there were three that I saw that actually did that. But the rest are, they mention their opponent's name constantly and their name maybe one time.
Now here's something that I find laughable. When these candidates think they have to have a shot of them firing a weapon. Especially with, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm a guy. I've shot a few guns. I can tell when the person, it's like the first time they probably ever pay. They're just doing it for the, and any real shooter can look at it and go, that's not how you'd hold that shotgun. It's fun. It's hilarious to me.
But my favorite commercial that I've seen, my favorite political commercial, and I'm not even sure who it's for because I don't even pay attention anymore. But it's the guy saying, acting like children and slinging mud. And there's these three kids in the background, and they're picking up mud.
I haven't seen that.
Watch the kids' faces, because the kids are throwing mud at each other.
Yeah.
And if you look at their faces, they are having a blast.
Well, sure.
just because, you know, they said, okay, we've got a spot for you guys in a commercial. We're going to have you do this, and we're going to have you throw mud at each other. And you can tell they're having a blast doing that.
And I guess the point is stop the mudslinging.
Yeah, the mudslinging and
but
acting
then what
like...
what you're showing is that it's fun.
And acting like children. I know.
Stop
I
having
know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, that was a very good point. A peon?
Yes, I have one thing.
This is
Thank
Eon
you
the peon.
Very much.
You're welcome.
I know we talked about this story back in 2009 when it happened, because it would be a story that we would have talked about. Jeff Koepner, who made history as the first person to receive a double hand transplant.
Ooh,
so he
yeah.
had that back down in 2009. Now he's coming out saying essentially they've been useless for these last 7 years. He had... He said, from day one, I've never been able to use these hands.
Oh, I don't
and so now,
that.
7 years later, he's still... Before the surgery, he had prosthetics. He was able to keep his yeah. job dry. You know, he was still driving, keep his job. And now he can't do any of that.
I don't
and
doubt now, that at all.
Now they don't know if they can... They're telling him they don't even know if he can go back to prosthetics now that he has these on. They keep trying to say... Well, if we keep doing these minor surgeries, maybe you'll get some use out of the hands.
So what they did is they attached some just enough to get blood flow, so the hand is alive.
They're not dying, yes, but
it's
there's
useless.
No movement, no nerve. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So just to update on that. That's a tough story, especially because I'm sure you go in hoping, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm gonna have two working yeah. hands again, and now he's stuck with essentially like mannequin arms.
Well, it would be kind of like if you made a fist and then stuck a glove-like hand over that fist that was, and it just doesn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no.
There's nothing
moving
beyond the fist. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of a bummer to see
and
that.
This is a little bit sick and weird, but when Peon just told that story, all I could think of was that Peon is the guy. Who introduced us to the term "hand of a stranger"?
Yo.
Now, hand. I have to explain. Hand of a stranger.
Yeah.
When boys and men give themselves pleasure, and they do, it's nature. It's they pleasure themselves. And I got to be. I'm trying
what?
To be careful here.
Well,
it is always more pleasurable when. It's somebody else's hand. I don't care if you're man or woman. I don't care
you
if
don't
it's...
You don't care if it's a man doing it?
No, no.
Is that what you said?
No. Yeah. I didn't mean
wait,
that.
Wait
no,
a minute.
Hold on. I don't care if you're a man or a woman who's receiving the pleasure. It's
okay.
Always more... Look, it's no different than a scalp massage. Reach up and massage your own
scalp.
It's not
the same. Or no. a shoulder massage, yeah.
If
it's...
somebody else rub...
Yes.
Look, I rub my shoulder right now. Nah,
much...
Nothing.
Much more enjoyable.
And I have a lot of scalp exposed, but if I reach up and do it's not the same as if, somebody else does.
Right.
So likewise for, the sex pleasure. So Peon it says one day something about hand of a stranger. I said, what's that? He said, well, you sit on your arm, put pressure on your wrist area till your hand goes numb. And then when you pleasure yourself, it's like somebody else's hand.
And falls asleep. Yeah, you can fall asleep.
Hand of a stranger.
Only, you got to hurry, though, because when the pins and needles start, so that feeling,
yeah,
you lose the...
Get right to it. Yeah, you do.
You got to be quick about it.
You will not hear the explanation of hand of a stranger on any other station, ever, than right here on the Learning Station, all right? Is that all you had?
Yes.
Let's close it. First segment's officially closed. I'm going to take a call from Dan. Dan, how are you?
Oh, wow. How do I follow that?
Well, you just do. You just jump in and you do your best.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
So I've been meaning to call you for a few days about this. It's the first community plug.
About what?
A first community plug.
Plug? Okay.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I'm also a member.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I've been for 6 or 7 years now, and I'm very pleased with the First Community. I don't have any problems with them. And I love the fact that there are several locations out in West County where I live.
Uh-huh.
But the only downside for several years has been there's been a corridor near where I work where there was no First Community presence.
Mm.
And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag unless you tell me I can. But What's the count currently? They got, what, 42 locations?
42, yes.
Well, I know where the 43rd is going to be.
Oh, this is breaking news. This is what on TV now, they interrupt, you know, breaking news.
Is he allowed to give the scoop?
Do you have this inside track? Because I don't get it until they're... I think they don't want me to know it, because it might blurt out before it's time.
So when it's not open.
Yeah, I won't hear about it until
it's
open.
Is it being built right now?
No, I think what they're doing is they're moving into an old bank location, which is very convenient.
Now, you know this for a fact.
It's got a sign up.
Oh.
Really?
Well, if the public can see a sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's public information.
And I will tell you why they don't tell me that stuff, and I'm not kidding. Sometimes people don't hear the whole message. And if you say new location, they hear it. It's open. But that's not what you said. So I'm not going to mention where it is till it's open. But thank you for that, because that confirms what we sort of knew, that this audience, the AM and the PM crowd, like you, is responsible for yet another location.
All
First
right.
Community Credit Union. Yeah. So thank you for that scoop.
And I'll be stopping by there as soon as they open up.
I don't doubt it for a minute. I can hear the loyalty in your voice. Dan, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
How about that?
Hey, Steve has a traffic bulletin.
All right. Well, then let's bring Steve in. Hey, Steve, is that true? You have a traffic bulletin?
Yes, sir. I'm on Highway 21, about a mile south of Highway 141 in Jefferson County.
Mm-hmm.
And the highway is at a complete standstill. We're going 0 miles an hour.
Why? You don't know?
I have no idea. It's just a complete standstill.
Are you going? Are you going north or south?
South towards Hillsboro.
Oh, okay.
But I'm only a mile south of 141, and traffic is just a nightmare.
Oh, we'll find out from Tim here in a minute.
You did everybody a big favor if they can jump off and avoid it. Thank you.
This is Steve with the KTRS Roaming Traffic Center.
Wow, listen to that guy.
Yeah, that's good.
He must have a radio history. He must have been in the business, because that was that good. All right, I have to, speaking of business, I have to do this. I mentioned this yesterday. I'm not kidding. I hope you'll get a chance. Make a chance. Make the time to go see this. What I'm about to tell you is at Amini's. I had seen in the past a rug hanging up at Amini's. It was $150,000. And at the time, I thought, wow, a rug that cost $150,000? They have a rug hanging in Amini's. Now, when I say this, please, my goodness, don't think that, well, I can't ever afford to buy anything there. This is just something for the public to go look at. It's for sale. And if the Enterprise Taylor family or the Bushes or somebody wanted, they could buy it. It is a Persian rug. My wife and I and my grandson, who certainly didn't know what he was looking at and couldn't appreciate it because he's three, we just saw it this weekend. And Eric, who works there, was explaining the rug to us and who had owned it. Some sheik, prince, whatever. The rug is 153 years old. It is $700,000.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it. I was going to do it in our family room, and then I measured too small. Room's too small. What a bummer.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, let's go home and measure, and it's a little too big for our room. This is something to see. Because you'd think a 153-year-old rug be tattered and faded. No, it is spectacular. Now, that'll get you in there. And then while you're there, have fun. Have fun, because it is possible to have fun while you're looking at quality patio furniture, accent pieces, other furniture. Certainly have fun playing pinball games and arcade games and jukeboxes, looking at that stuff. But things that normally would be boring, and kids, I don't want to go there. And kids, we're going to look at some furniture. They'll want to go here, and they'll love it, because it is a fantastic store. Please stop in. I'm sure you can take a picture. I did, of this rug. And have a good time, and tell them you're AM and the PM. And if you're not in the market to buy anything now, I think you'll see some things that you'll go back for. If not soon, then later. Amini's, AMINIS, Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley, in the middle of everything, Amini's.com. Leon Russell?
No.
No, I thought you
ELO.
Electric Light Orchestra. I know what that sounds for. Sun is shining. It's all yours, folks. We're turning it over to you. In order to do that, and to give you the time you deserve, because we're going right to the phones, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to give you the numbers. You can get on here and jump in, and we'll take the calls as they come in. And then while you call, and Dan puts your name on the screen, let me give you the numbers first. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Or for most of you, because it works with most cell phones. Danny, okay? How about star KTR? And while he does that, I will ask you this question. Do you have a financial advisor? Are you working with a financial advisor? If the answer is no, it's either because you don't have any money, well, in this case, $25,000 or less. That doesn't mean you don't have any money. It means you don't have $25,000. No, it actually doesn't, because you can have a financial advisor if you had $5,000. Mark and Jason require $25,000 or more. So if you say, I don't have a financial advisor, I would say, why not? Why not? Because it's actually smart. Now, yes, some are better than others. But unless you're a money expert and you know all about investing and you know every rule and regulation and tax break, and then you turn to somebody who does. In this case, Mark and Jason. And if your answer is, no, I don't have one because that's for rich people, then you really don't understand what financial advice is all about. It's not for really rich people. I can tell you something. I actually believe that if you're like Donald Trump rich, you don't even need a financial advisor. Just put all the money somewhere safe and that's it. You'll never run out of money. The point for most people is to talk with somebody who can make sure that you don't run out of money by giving you the right advice. In other words, you don't outlive your money. Mark and Jason, if you're currently working with a financial advisor, but you think a second opinion sounds like a good idea, Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, they're with Stifel Nicholas, and Stifel Nicholas is a member of SIPC and NYSE. They can look at your portfolio, tell you if it's performing as well as they think it could be or should be. They can tell you about tax-advantaged investing strategies that either you might have overlooked or your advisor might have overlooked. And if you're on the right track, here's the beautiful thing. If what you're doing is right, they will actually say, you know what, this looks good. You've done some very smart things with your money. And that's one of the reasons they got where they are and they have the reputation they do. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stifel Nicholas, and you hear peons say this every day, but I'll say it one more time for you now. MarkandJason.com. Off to the phones we go. Tom has been holding longer than anybody. Tom, how are you?
I am in the field.
That's a good way to be. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I have two things. The first thing is it's a Matheny plug.
Okay, we'll take it.
Thursday, when we woke up, it was about 78 degrees in the house. And I thought, well, something's wrong.
Well, now, that's not unbearable, 78.
But if you have it set on 72.
If 72, then it's unacceptable, yeah.
No, we have it at 68 all year round.
Whoa, what's your electric bill?
Wow.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an armored car following a hearse?
No.
Well, spend it while you got it. That's the way I look at it.
I like that. You know what? Wow. I like that attitude. Wow. We do put our bedroom at 68 at night.
68 even in the winter, though, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
All year.
Well, I mean, it's just we have skin allergies and all that other mess going on, so we just leave it.
So it was 78 and?
And then Friday we woke up and it was 80.
Oh, no. Now
so
we're,
it was now it's starting to climb.
Yeah.
So we used to have, when I lived in Florissant, it was my wife's friend of a friend of a friend that owned a heating and cooling company used to come over. And I didn't have the number, and my wife kept bugging me, when are you going to call someone? When are you going to call someone? Well, it was her friend of a friend of a friend. So I was like, all right, I'll call my own people.
Hey.
So I called my
people. Put your foot down. That's called putting your foot down.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's kind of how I run the house anyway. But I called them Friday. It was around 10 o'clock, and the lady was very nice. She was like, Mr. Blah, blah, I'm sorry.
Is your last name Blah, Blah?
Well,
that is a very interesting name. So it's Tom blah blah.
Blah blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I almost said it. By the way, she said we can't get anyone out till Monday morning, first thing, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And I said, well, that's fine. I understand. I'm sure that every business is jam loaded. So I was able to stay. I stayed at the house. My wife and the kids went to my mother-in-law's, and I wasn't going there. Just not just because of my mother-in-law. Just there was only one TV, so that would have been a whole.
No,
debacle.
It's too late now.
Yeah,
it's too
late. You made it.
You cannot backtrack. You said went to my mother-in-law's. No. I'm not gonna go there.
I love my mother-in-law to death. Don't get me wrong.
I'd rather stay in the heat.
I'd rather burn in a house hot as hell than go to my mother-in-law.
85-degree house.
With one TV. Good grief.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, make it out now that I hate her. That's it.
No, you started it. Okay. All right, so you stayed home.
Yeah, and they came. My wife was there Monday morning. She came in to work late. She stayed there. The fella came in. He had his little booties on, and he ended up being our A coil had a leak in it, mm-hmm. but he couldn't tell where it was at, and he didn't want to fill it up with Freon without me knowing because they don't guarantee Freon anymore. You know when they fill it up.
Right.
So my wife was all confused, and she don't know A coil from an oven. So
now you're saying you hate your mother-in-law and your wife is stupid,
well, easily confused.
My wife's kind of like your wife, Frank. She doesn't know how to use the stove.
Hey, watch it, mister. That's my wife you're talking about. So they came out.
It came out, and I said, it was 3 pounds low. I said, just put it in there. We're leaving for Cancun on Friday. I said, put it in. It'll be fine. And he was like, well, I don't want to. And he was just the nicest fella that you could ever on the phone, and my wife said he was a little strange, but she doesn't know construction work. You know, I'm a union electrician, so we're all kind of a little strange in our own way.
I would agree, yeah.
She said he apologized 100 million times and blah blah, and I said that's fine. He put it in. He called me back after he was done. He said, Mr. Blah Blah, that's my name.
Blah Blah.
He said it's in. It's cooling, and I hope I hope it holds for you for the summer, and because we're going to do it in the wintertime. Hopefully, it lasts that long.
Yeah.
And I said yes, sir. And my wife signed up for the package where they come out and regularly check our unit.
Okay, good. The maintenance program.
And yeah, and the lady when I first called, she said, "Well, how'd you hear about it?" I said, "The large morning show in the afternoon."
That's the right answer.
And that was almost, if me saying that, I was almost proud of saying that as I say I'm an IBEW electrician.
Well, there you go. Good for you. Good for you.
Yes,
we appreciate the loyalty.
It's I'm slowly working into your program. I already went to Schaefer, now it's Matheny. Hopefully the bank gets out here in Wentzville and we can change over to your bank there. And my son is bugging me to death to go to the Copper Dome.
You got to go there with your son. You have to go with your son.
And then eventually, John Londuff will say, thanks to Tom Blah Blah for buying a new car.
And the whole Blah Blah family.
Yeah.
I'm working on I got a new Camaro, and I hate it. So I'm working on the wife to try to trade it in for a new truck.
Whoa.
Well, Tom, you're our kind of listener. Thank you very much, okay?
Thank you very much, and thanks for keeping me. When I leave work, I'm so disgruntled, and I'm ready to kill everyone, and when I listen to you, I'm happier than the rest.
Well, and also when you leave work, apparently you sound like you got a sock in your mouth. Either you got a bad phone.
No, I think it might
be. Do you have a sock in your mouth?
Or, phone. No.
No, you.
No, I was filling the...
Oh, now we can understand.
There we go.
I was
filling my tire with air.
Okay, would you start over and say everything you just said? No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can remember.
No, I'm kidding. Thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you, Frank.
How about that? Tom Blah Blah.
Yeah.
A loyal listener, now loyal Matheny customer. Next up, Tim. How are you, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, Frank? I'm also AM in the PM.
Well, we only really like people who are. What can we do for you?
Well, I got two things. Number one, I want to issue a challenge to Dan Strauss.
Yes, sir.
Dan, it's for you.
He's been going on doing these little bits about the weather lately, or how certain news agencies in the area pretty much overreact to everything that we have
right
here.
The street reporters.
Yes, I have a challenge for you, but it's, you're gonna have to wait till it gets cold outside.
Oh, is this the overpass?
Yeah, you're gonna need to wait till there's like a speck of snow on the ground.
Oh yeah,
and then do a live report from the JJ Kelly Overpass.
I plan on doing that. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be the Kelly Overpass, but it will definitely be an overpass.
Where's the Kelly Overpass?
The one right before Manchester, if you're heading south on 270.
Okay,
it's the one that Fox 2 always has a truck on.
Oh, they all do. They all go to the. Remember, they used to go to the Tam Road Overpass on Highway 40.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Tam Avenue.
Yeah, and now it's the Kelly Overpass.
Fox 2, are they still on the air? We never hear about that.
Yeah, they always go over there.
But no, the main reason I want to call you today, Frank, is I caught your show early in the afternoon. I'm an avid listener, and I'm also a member of the public service, and so this Leslie McSpadden showing up at the Democratic Convention kind of taking a tarnish on me. I mean, I understand that she lost her child and everything, and that is tragic. However, the events of how it happened, well, you know.
Well, losing a child for anybody is a horrible, horrible thing.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
But,
there's always a however in life.
Anyway, I will give props to Michael Brown Sr., because actually in the last year, and of course, you know, I follow I've tried to follow everything that's going on. He's actually been doing a lot of community outreach lately.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually started a couple programs, and he actually is out in the community trying to get certain programs going. I think he's got like some kind of basketball program going.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually put on a couple summer camps this summer for youth that are in distress. And
how involved in Michael Brown's life was Michael Brown Sr.?
That I do not know.
Okay, look that up. Go and research that a little bit.
Well, I'm
no, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
No, I saw that where they're doing getting all the kids off the street and trying to
that's
get
always
them
a good. That's always a good thing. And maybe he's trying to undo what he did or make something good happen out of the fact that he wasn't there for his own kid. That's great. That's a good thing.
Well, I mean, that's kind of where I'm going with that is, I mean, at least he's trying to turn the tragic into some kind of,
good.
You know, trying to turn it around somehow, some way.
You know what? I'm all for that.
Unlike, you know, they stick Leslie McSpadden out there, she's basically just a prop for him.
I am all for anybody who is talking to the community saying we have to be there for our kids. What I'm not for is deception, false narrative, lies about somebody,
absolutely,
and untruth. That I'm not for, but I'm glad you shared that with us. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too, Tim. That was Tim. And the other guy was Tom, and I don't know Tim's last name, but we know Tom's was blah, blah. Mm-hmm. This is John. John, how are you?
Doing fine, Frank. How are you guys today?
Great. What can we do for you?
As always, AM and the PM.
Oh, man. Hallelujah. More and more people are.
Yes, sir. And listen, can I go back a couple weeks to a Scott Sherman's show?
You can do anything you want to do except say the F word. You can't do that.
Well, that won't happen. But okay. I think it was the first caller, and I was waiting for the response by you guys. And you'll remember exactly what I'm talking about. The lady who had some guy's boat in her slip.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And she made the comment, and I didn't hear anything come back. I got to get this guy out of my slip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm waiting for one of you to say something.
Well, we don't do that. Okay. We don't do that.
Yeah.
You're confusing us with the old folks station where they try to make a joke out of everything. We would never do. And I know exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to turn it into some underwear humor. That's just not our style.
Is there a woman under 60 that wears a slip?
No. What happened to slips, by the way?
I don't know.
Nobody wears a slip.
I don't even
slip.
Know you wore those under, like, a dress or
so
something,
you could,
right?
So you couldn't see through them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so
ago.
You couldn't see
But I don't think anybody,
them.
Do they? I don't.
No.
Oh, I'm sure they do still.
Well, maybe some old people. I don't think anybody wears a slip. But John, you haven't read us right. You misread us.
Their mind is always in the gutter.
Yeah. Well, what's the matter with you, man? I'm going to get him out of my slip. We would never go. Oh, he must mean he's in her underwear. We didn't do that.
No,
it's not us.
It's a serious legal question.
It's not our kind of humor.
No.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you
listen a little longer, you'll finally catch on to what we do here.
Okay? Yeah, there's a guy named Charlie.
Listen as long as I. I thought that, listen, as long as I have, that I did catch on.
No.
But I will say one thing, though. Yeah. Your commercial you had with the finance, when you said for Jason and...
Mark and Jason.
Mark and Jason. You said, go get yourself a second opinion. Well, nobody needs to go get a second opinion when we hear a Frank opinion.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Wow.
Not bad. Thank you. That's good.
Well, you guys have a great evening. And
you too, John.
Even better tomorrow.
Thank you for the call.
Man.
Have a great evening and an even better tomorrow. Now, that sounds like somebody used to have a sign-off like that.
Yeah.
It was, who the heck am I thinking
I don't. About? I know. I know. I don't remember.
A minister or?
Was it on TV?
It wasn't Paul Harris because he goes, good night. That's his
thing. No, that was Harvey.
That was Paul Harvey that did
that. We need to break, I think. And then Colin Jeffrey. Don't call him Colin, okay?
Mm-mm.
It's spelled the same as Colin Powell, though, isn't it?
I think it's
C-O-L-I-N.
Same?
Yeah.
So maybe it is colon. Maybe Colin changed it because of the teasing. And you know the kid's probably going, hey, bowel movement. Mm-hmm. How's it going today? Because I bet his name was colon.
Yeah, I think, it could be. I don't know how Colin Powell is the only one that with that spelling that went colon. Why wouldn't it be C-O-L-O-N?
No, every other person I've known, it was Colin, except Colin Powell.
I have to call the doctor and go in for a colonoscopy. Edit that out.
Oh, don't worry.
Colin blowing in the morning. Remember that commercial?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Phil Hartman. Colon blow.
You'd have to eat over 40,000 bowls of the other.
My goodness, that was funny. If you know what we're talking about, go to YouTube and just type
colon
in the
blow
search
cereal.
Bar. Yeah, colon blow cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That Phil Hartman, to me, is the single most talented guy that was ever on that show.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah.
Holy cow, he was talented. All right, I have to do a little business so that Colin Jeffrey can come in here. That would be the American Equity Mortgage business. Now, Brandon, I guess yesterday, he was doing pretty well. And remember the big stumble when he went to give the American Equity phone number?
Yes.
And he, honest to goodness, was about to give the number of a competitor. Let me show you what I had written down.
Uh-oh,
I've not shared this with anybody. I don't know if you can see it from there. I was writing a note to myself. Hire this guy, and I got to GU. I was going to write hire this guy, and then he did that, and then I stopped.
Just scratched it off,
erased it all.
I had the salary worked out and everything, and then fortunately he did that. People just don't understand how tough it is. You got to have everything perfect, or you can't be part of this show.
You have to be on
you
top of your game.
You can't make any mistakes and be on this show. American Equity Mortgage. The phone number, the real phone number, is 314-878-9999. And there are a couple of numbers that are close. They're similar. And you know why that is? It's by design. These other places want to think that you're dumb enough that you'll call them thinking you're calling American Equity Mortgage. And I don't know this, but if you said, is this American Equity? Because they'll answer something. They'll answer... Book and Baba Finance or Mortgage Company, and you go, oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was American Equity Mortgage. Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry, this is. Nah, don't fall for that. They must think you're stupid. Here's their number, 314-878-9999. Here's their name, American Equity Mortgage. That's it. It's that easy. And then when you contact that company, you've contacted the one that's been around and been with us for 24 and a half years. Most of the others I hear haven't. It's the one they're trying to be. It's the one whose phrases they copy, like perfect or less than perfect credit. So why in the world would you go to a mortgage company that's trying to be the mortgage company you can do business with? Just do it with the one they want to be. American Equity Mortgage. Buying a house, you need a mortgage? American Equity Mortgage. You're already a homeowner, you need some cash, something's come up, American Equity Mortgage. Don't be stupid. Borrow smart money because you are in a position to do that as a homeowner. Use that equity and get a low interest rate and do it the right way. American Equity Mortgage. Once again, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Don't go away because Colin Jeffrey will tell you what you need to watch and what you need to avoid on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown,
the clown
with his pants falling down.
I don't know about you, but I'd like to know what is there to watch on TV, movie theater, iPad, whatever, that's worth watching and what to stay away from. The guy who's going to tell us is Colin Jeffrey. He brought you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window, Window World. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic today because I'm 30 pounds lighter, and I can get in and out of my car without grunting every time. I feel great.
Well, those are both good things.
They
congrats.
They are good things. Yeah.
So let's start with some movies that are out.
Quickly, I mentioned the early, a couple of days, I saw Secret Life of Pets.
And you enjoyed it.
Grandson. I enjoyed it, but Dan was right. It's no Toy Story. It's good, but it's not as clever as Toy Story, but kids will love it.
It's the exact story of Toy Story. Yeah, same story.
Yeah, it is the same story. Yeah. And I saw Sandlot for the first time. I had never
seen it. I can't believe you hadn't
seen
it.
No, nobody could believe it. I had never seen it.
Hercules.
It's a great little movie.
Hercules a dog.
Yeah.
That's so great. Oh, yeah. The P.F. Flyers. They make a boy run faster and jump higher.
Oh, my goodness.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez, Stealing Home.
Which one was for poor kids? P.F. Flyers. Kids, if you had a little money.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had to wear P.F. Flyers because...
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Be careful, man.
DVD's out this week.
Some sad memories.
The Boss with Melissa McCarthy. This was so-so. It was...
There's nothing about it that even made me want to go see it.
Yeah, it might be worth a rental. She plays a disgraced former powerful female CEO and is sent to prison, comes back out and has to live with her former assistant, Kristen Bell. And then she decides, oh, your daughter sells Girl Scout cookies. Well, you make great brownies or cupcakes or something, so I'm going to make an empire of that. And it's just, it's kids doing adult things and Melissa McCarthy bouncing around.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Here's a good comedy, though. Barbershop, The Next Cut. This is the next cut, like haircut.
Oh. Okay. Well, my ex-wife was in this one.
No, that wouldn't be the next cut. That would be the former.
The first.
Oh, the first.
The first cut. And again, that's cut.
Oh, okay.
See, somebody listening might not know.
Wrong.
Sometimes a term that men use for our really mean, nasty ex-wife is cut, C-U-T.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this. Women don't know this.
Yeah,
I'm glad I left that cut, because what it means is I cut all ties.
Yeah,
with
cut
her.
The ties.
Sure.
You're away. Yeah.
A lot of people might not
know
that. But yeah, that's one of the terms we use.
Yeah.
Part of the boys' club. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Colin.
All right.
Derailed.
Hardcore Henry, that was a movie shot entirely with GoPros.
I like the name.
It was not a very good movie, though.
Yeah.
It's an action movie shot from the point of view of the main character. It's a gimmick that doesn't pan out. TV this week, there's a few things that are worthwhile. Just a quick mention that the Democratic National Convention is on all week. We know this, yes.
Wow.
But the ratings are in from the first night, and Michelle Obama had higher ratings than the first night of the Republican National Convention.
I don't think that's a surprise to
anybody. No. Mad TV comes back this week. Tonight, in fact, on the CW. Did you watch Mad TV when it was on?
Yes.
I was a huge fan of it.
It was good. Well,
there was a 20th...
Yes.
Anniversary special last night. It was very funny.
And Keegan-Michael Key, Jordan Peele, those are just some of the people who got starts doing...
Frank Caliendo was on Mad TV.
Oh, yeah. Alex Bornstein, who went on to do the voice of Lois and Family Guy, a bunch of voices. A big cast. But it is coming back on the CW tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll see. That's an odd time for a sketch comedy show. But CW, so... See if it's worthwhile. It's all new cast. There will be some returning people, it sounds like, mixed in.
Okay.
But all new cast. I always try and find a documentary for you guys.
Well, Peon and I are real fans. We're big documentary people.
Well, this Wednesday, so tomorrow night on the Smithsonian Channel. Again, it's one of those channels you don't know you get.
But you have it.
Yes.
Probably.
But it's a nature documentary. And the only reason I bring this up, it's called Viper Queens.
Ooh.
Well, I grew up in Arizona, and we had rattlesnakes around, and I've seen
anything
them.
About snakes.
Yes. Well, vipers scare me because rattlesnakes let you know. I've been walking through the desert in Arizona, you hear the the rattle.
How's it go?
I can't do it again.
No, I'd like to know in case I encounter one.
Oh, kinda that was good.
One more time. No, that's not, I don't think that's...
Sorry.
I don't think they sound like
that. Okay, fair enough. But they make a noise to let you know, hey, you're about to step on me.
Right.
Vipers don't. So check this out. It'll
so
scare you.
So rattlesnake is not a viper? I thought viper was a term for venomous snakes. It's not. Right?
No, I think it's a type of...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So
these are snakes that you don't know are there.
Yeah, and luckily they're not here. Vipers.
In this country.
Yeah, not North
America. Oh,
I'll watch
that. I'm fascinated by snakes.
There you go. Last Chance U, like the letter U for university, right. Friday on Netflix. This is a 6-part documentary series that focuses on athletes who had some problem, academic. They got in trouble with something coming up through middle school or high school and couldn't get a job or couldn't get a athletic scholarship to play at the highest levels of Division I. Well, what happens to them? A lot of them go to East Mississippi Community College. It is like a haven for all of these amazingly gifted athletes with problems. They go there, and then they feed into some of the most powerful colleges in the U.S.
Is that true?
This is real, yeah. Okay. This is a documentary series Friday on Netflix. And one other show just to mention also on Netflix on Friday, it's Tallulah. It stars Ellen Page and Allison Janney. Ellen Page plays a... odd drifter who...
I like Allison Janney.
So
but
do
she
I.
She looks like she could have been a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She's got that look.
She's
like
very
if
pretty.
You, if you find out, you found out, okay, I'm finally going to let people know I was Al Janney, I wouldn't be shocked. But I like her. Well, really, Allen. Or Albert Janney.
There you go. Tallulah, played by Ellen Page, is a drifter. She impulsively, for some reason, decides to take a struggling mother's baby and go on the run with it.
You know who else was the one that if she can't... No, I'm serious. That if she said, I got to tell everybody I was a man. B. Arthur.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not
yeah.
kidding.
Oh,
for like sure. a truck driver.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think she had to tell anyone.
No.
She just was a man. Like, we all
we
assume.
Just know that she was.
Yeah.
Man, and even her voice.
Did you notice? Maud, yeah.
There was a little asterisk at the end of Golden Girls.
No.
Yeah.
For what?
Not all girls are girls. It was letting you know that one of them was a man.
No, you're not. That's not true.
You're right. It's not true, okay. But it's right. just close all enough right. to be believable. The world's tallest water slide will be featured on the season finale of Extreme Water Parks. It's in South America. It's in Brazil. It's 164 feet tall. It goes 57 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's no sled.
Is it enclosed like a tube or is it open?
Nope, it's open. One-third of people who get to the top chicken out and don't go.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. Not for me. This is just an interesting one. Paul Feig, who did the Ghostbusters reboot, he signed on to produce something called Supermodel Snowpocalypse. Which sounds ridiculous.
Well, the supermodel part is what I like.
Well, it's based on a true story of a group of supermodels who traveled to Chile for a photo shoot in the mountains, yeah. in which they're supposed to do like fur, but scantily clad, but in fur, 1977. Well, a big snowstorm hit and knocked out. It didn't enable them to get down from their mansion where they were. So, of course, what did they do? They had a drug, booze-fueled Studio 54-type party. But then when they realized no one might be coming to get them, they staged a near-death escape down the mountain. So he's producing a movie based on this. So we'll see.
And when you mentioned Ghostbusters, I saw Ghostbusters over the weekend. I loved it. Like
yes.
you guys, like you and Paul did. But I absolutely loved it. But do not go see it in 3D. Because we went to 3D to see it in 3D because it was like the only one showing at that time
yeah.
when we were going. The 3D's not worth it.
Oh, see, I really liked the 3D. It felt like the 1980s 3D.
I would think that movie would be great in 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But if they didn't do it right.
It felt like the old 3D. There's things jumping out at you and all these silly sort of effects.
First of all, your vision.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
Maybe
you have a vision issue and you maybe couldn't appreciate it all.
Oh, maybe it was because, I have depth for... perception problems.
Oh, yeah,
and
so
left
3D
eye,
is.
So.
Dan, gets, when, he goes, when Dan puts the glasses on, he gets 2.5D.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
That's the problem.
Okay, edit that out. But
that actually leads into the next story. Researchers at MIT have developed the technology to make a movie screen 3D that doesn't need glasses.
Well, when they do that, now you got some.
Yes.
Wow. So now, that'll lead to home TVs with no glasses.
Well, they already have some TVs that are able to do it, but they're not popular at all. It's prohibitively expensive right now. But they think they've cracked the code to blow it up to movie screen size.
That'd be great.
So, yeah, I would love that. And then the last thing I want to mention, have you been watching Stranger Things on Netflix?
No.
Did you like sort of the campy horror of the 1980s, that sort of genre?
No.
Did you like E.T.?
Yes.
Do you like Stephen King at all or no?
Yes and no.
So E.T.
Sometimes he doesn't know how to finish a movie.
Yes.
You know?
I agree with that.
Just how it ends.
Well, Stranger Things is sort of a riff on all of those things. It's 1980s feel and takes place in the 80s. And it's got sort of the Stephen King weird paranormal supernatural slant to it. And then it has the E.T. There's an alien sort of among a group of kids. It centers around a group of kids. This has been a sleeper hit on Netflix. It's been out about 2 weeks. I highly encourage you to go and watch it. Very enjoyable and family-friendly, actually. If you've got kids like 12 and older, it's family-friendly, nothing harmful in it. Okay. Well, they announced a season 2, and it's going to be a direct sequel to the first season. So that's exciting. I'm happy they're doing that. Right. And then this Friday, we will have a review of the new Jason Bourne movie. This is the fifth Bourne movie,
like
the fourth
that series.
Fourth with Matt Damon.
Man, and you mentioned Stephen King. Thinner is my all-time favorite.
Oh, my goodness, that's a great story.
My all-time favorite Stephen King
that
movie.
That is weird, and you're right.
So
it's
out
good.
There.
Yeah.
And they're remaking It. Did you know that?
They are?
Yeah, they're remaking
that's
It.
That's what I heard.
Oh, wow. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Yes, you are. There you go. Colin Jeffrey, everybody. A man who came here, I'm not kidding, had never worked at a radio station, and now he is news director. First radio station he goes to work for becomes Shot to the Top.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Window World, who also shot to the top. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Bill Cleveland's on the way. You want me to get my business done so he can take it to the top, or do you want...
We'll have to see. Yes, go ahead.
We'll make it work, I think. I want to thank everybody who, over all these years, has gone to Ballast Dental Care. Either dumped your dentist, or your dentist retired or died, or you didn't have a dentist. And finally, for whatever reason, you decided to see if what I've been telling you is true. And guess what it is? Everything I've told you is true. And if you still haven't gone, I'm telling you, you need to make one appointment so you can confirm that when I've been saying to you, no more fear, no more anxiety, those days are over, you'll know I'm not kidding. About 3 minutes in there, and it'll be like a reunion. Like you're with friends, like you've been a patient for a long time. Stop putting this off. Get to the dentist. My son just got Invisalign. We'll talk about that. He is ecstatic over this. It happens. Sometimes you get to be an adult and you still need to straighten some teeth. It's a story for another time, but he is really blown away by this latest, greatest, so much better than pieces of metal in your mouth, Invisalign. It's Ballast Dental Care. It's where I've gone for 43 years. I'm inviting you to come along and become a patient. Make an appointment. You'll be glad you did. Tell them your AM and the PM. Corner Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Test. Somebody turn my microphone on. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland. That's okay. You've only done this for 18 years. Brought to you by, now you've thrown
LaClede
me
Cab.
I know, thank you. Oh, LaClede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It is free. It works. Please download it, or you can give them the old-fashioned way. Just give them a call. And don't ever be caught in another cab if you're AM and the PM, then a LaClede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hello. What's going on over there?
We don't know.
Okay?
We think everything's okay, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, as Colin just mentioned, the Democratic Convention is going on this week. Al Gore said he's not attending the Democratic Convention this week.
And
boy, you know things are going to be boring when even Al Gore finds something more interesting
to
do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. And Elizabeth Warren was one of the speakers last night. This is like one of the most annoying women I have ever heard in my entire life is Elizabeth Warren. Listening to her talk is kind of like when one of your chatty neighbors won't shut up despite the fact that you're walking backwards away from the fence. That's Elizabeth Warren. She's just...
Oh, I see.
Get out of my system there. What?
You're trying to walk backwards.
Take your word for
just,
it.
Yeah,
you know,
I
just, yeah, whatever. Sorry. No. Sorry. A little heated there. A little heated.
Keep it moving.
95-year-old woman in the UK recently got engaged to her 100-year-old boyfriend. How about that? Very sweet. Yeah, they're very happy, so they can't wait to spend the rest of their week together. They're very happy. And finally, this afternoon,
I either would or wouldn't want to see that honeymoon night.
Oh.
I can't decide.
No, you I just decided for you.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
No.
You're probably right.
Well, experts believe that dentistry, been around for 7,500 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, has to be true because last time I was in a dentist's office, that's exactly how old all the magazines were.
Oh, my gosh.
It screwed up.
You stumbled. It would have been fun.
All right, goodbye.
Get out.
Goodbye.
Bill Flatland, everybody. There he goes. Wow, leaving in disgrace. 5 o'clock, can you believe it? Big 550 KP.
FM. And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
dirty pictures
from it. So get loosened up. We're
I don't recognize that voice.
Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. We had a tipster call us earlier with breaking news that he knows for a fact they're getting ready, work is in progress to open location number 43. That is breaking news, and you heard it here first. I'm sure they'll tell me when I can make the official announcement that it's open. I don't even remember where he said it was. We don't need to know that. We'll tell you when it opens. Yep, I just checked. It's the same control board operator as yesterday. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if the time has come for you to receive a distribution from your 401k, it would be a great time to call Mark and Jason and explore all of your options.
What is their website?
Mark. I tried...
Stop the music.
You made it awkward.
Well,
what you did.
What happens is a lot of times when somebody's been on the air a long time doing the same thing, they kind of just get lazy and complacent. And if you throw them a curve, they can't handle it.
Well, I know
it.
Their website.
But you didn't handle it well. I threw you a curve and you stumbled. That was a test.
I was going to say it, but then I'm getting ready to say it since we do that every day.
Well, sometimes things don't go as planned. Now, edit all that out because it sounds horrible. And pick it back up with, if you're getting ready to retire, 3, 2, 1, go.
And for their website, you can go to markandjason.com. That's where you can find their website. Wow. And hello to the chicks.
All right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. And hi to markandjason.com.
No, this whole thing is ruined.
Is it bad?
This is horrible. It's terrible. No. Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says, let him know when they do open the 43rd location of First Community Credit Union that he wants to stop by and give all the employees there some kind of platter. What kind of platter?
Cheese.
Oh, of course, it would be a cheese platter. I should have known. If you would, please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, the best.
I'm friends with Rat Boy on Facebook.
Oh, you are?
Yes. The other day, and it was during the day, he videoed going skinny dipping in his pool.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You can't put that on.
Well, it wasn't.
Oh, you didn't see his stuff.
You didn't see any, no, parts or anything.
Now, people are going to want to go see Rat Boys. There is a guy, Dave, you want to tell him his name?
Dave Jennings, but he goes by Spencer Jennings on Facebook. So I wonder if that's his first Spencer David Jennings. I don't know. But it,
well, now you've confused everybody.
It's Spencer Jennings.
You confused me, and I know the guy.
Yeah.
So Spencer.
But I think you have to be friends with him to see that stuff.
Well, I think a lot of people, now they know that's Rat Boy's real name, they want to be friends with him. We just got him like 6,000 new friends.
Yeah.
So is it funny?
Yeah.
Means, no. You said, when you say something funny, and if it's funny, people go, oh, my goodness, it's hilarious. But if you say, was it funny, they go, that means it's not funny. And now you've hurt his feelings. He's probably listening.
Yeah. Sorry, Rat.
Wow. What a friend.
Sorry, RB.
What a great friend.
No, it was kind of funny. It was interesting.
Okay, thank you. Good story. First Community Credit Union does have 42 locations. Thanks to, do you remember the tipster's name? I don't remember his name.
No.
He called here, and I mean, this was probably classified confidential information.
Well, he said a sign is up for the public to see. Future home.
Well, then, all right. Then they don't mind. In fact, they want you to know it will be location number 43. Think about that. 43 locations of First Community Credit Union. And they're going to need more. And I'll tell you why they're going to need more, because it's a great place to bank. And the more people who bank there, then they tell other people, and they tell other people, and the next thing you know, we need a 50th location. Because it is a terrific place to bank. You say, well, how could that be? How could some place be a better place than another? They all have, you know, checks and debit cards. And yeah, sure, they do. Drive through. And yeah, they have that. Car loans. But it's like anything else. There are some, dental clinic, Ballast Dental Care. They're all dentists, but sometimes some are better than others. And it's a combination of reasons. It's the way they treat their customers. It's how competitive they are with their rates. It's how stable they are with their and the assets they have. It's all kinds of stuff. But you're never going to really get it until you become a member and do your banking there. And that's all we're asking you to consider. And they're not going to like it at your bank when you close your accounts. I'm just telling you. They're going to act like all of a sudden they really care about you. Oh, well, was there anything we can do? No, there's not. Say there's nothing you can do. I'm leaving. I'm going to First Community Credit Union. And please don't forget Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, Paul Warner hosts the yard sale. It is a terrific show. Usually weekend programming on the radio sucks. It's horrible. There are a couple of exceptions. One is the yard sale. Saturday morning, 7 to 9, Paul Warner. You're going to get a big kick out of it. You might sell something, or you might find something to buy. You know what I ran across in my basement just this past week? My case, and it's pristine, case of Billy Beer.
Ooh,
it's still in pristine condition. Oh, Billy Beer. And I had forgotten where we put it, and I found it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I hope the cans aren't dented, because this is worth a fortune. Mm-hmm. And I bought that on the yard sale when Paul hosted it years ago, the same spot on the dial under different call letters. So there you go. And there's only one sponsor for that yard sale, First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Yesterday on the way in, I was listening to Scott Sherman. I'm still confused about that. He was fired, and it was common knowledge here in the building. This place was buzzing about, dear Scott Sherman got fired. And then the next thing I know, he's not fired. Now, I still don't know what happened.
No, they bring people back.
Okay, yeah,
they've
done
that before.
I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
But on the way in, I heard him say something that I used to hear as a kid all the time in Tennessee, but when we moved up here, nobody says it, and I still say it. He said that some guy was beating the tar out of another guy.
Oh.
Now, I heard that my whole childhood. Oh, he beat the tar out of
I have, too. And
I don't hear it up here.
No.
And where did that even come from? How do you beat the tar out of somebody? you don't have tar in you.
I don't know.
It's one of those things that doesn't. All right, let me ask you a question and see if you guys know the answer to this. When somebody says it was pitch dark in there, You know what that means?
I do. I remember
that. You
do?
You know why? It's because I told you.
Yeah, yeah, it probably wasn't here.
Pitch is the darkest black.
It's like ink,
right?
Or something,
it's a substance,
right?
That is an asphalt.
Yeah.
It's called pitch, and it's the blackest black.
Yeah.
It's like a mineral, a rock. I think it's man-made, but it's black, black, black. So when they say it's pitch dark, that's what they're talking about. You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome for all the things we've taught you over the years. Leslie McSpadden will be speaking tonight at the Democratic National Convention, and that's all. I just wanted to say that again, that she's speaking. I think that's very interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she has to say. This is embarrassing, this story I'm about to share with you, for the entire state of Missouri. And it's one of those things that causes other people to go, oh, Missouri? Oh, yeah. And here it is. Nixa, Missouri, which is what south of Springfield,
yes.
Missouri? Is that about right? This is not a joke. And you've heard these stories before, but normally it's West Virginia. Or no, I'm sorry. It's Nixa, Missouri. 68-year-old Daryl Helton, charged with unlawful sex with a cow.
Ooh. Cow?
Yeah, and when you hear these stories, you want to think, well, that's a joke. No, and that's the actual cow. We sent one of our reporters down there to get the cow's statement.
Sounded like they were enjoying it.
Yes, it did. The cow is owned by a woman.
I think even if the animal does enjoy it, it's still a crime. I mean,
really? Oh my goodness, it's not.
There's no way.
Forget the word crime. It's a sick.
It's a crime.
You are the weirdest.
The animal
weirdos.
May be enjoying it, but we can't ask them.
No.
If they are or not.
And you are.
So there's no way of knowing.
If there are levels of weirdness and sickness, it's one of the top levels. The cow's owned by a woman. And she has a barn in Fair Grove, Missouri. She walks in and finds this Daryl Helton having sex with one of her cows. This is a story out of the Springfield News Leader. This is a legitimate story. So she told the authorities, this is the second time she's walked in and caught this guy.
Yeah.
Doing it with a cow on her property.
Well, what happened the first time?
Maybe.
Did she give him a
maybe
warning?
Maybe she had a headache and said, I'm sorry, I got a headache. You got to come back. Here's the deal. Here's his statement. She said, first of all, she said she went in, she told the authorities to just check the barn, make sure everything was okay. I guess there was a storm. And she sees him standing behind one of the cows, and, you know, he's doing what he's doing. So he tells the deputies. Now, normally, you would think that the story would be, well, he said there's a misunderstanding. He was relieving himself, urinating. And he was, No, here's what he told them. I tied the cow. First of all, I caught the cow, tied it up, and had sex with it. That's his statement.
Pretty much.
Like he's proud of it, I guess.
When you're caught, you're caught.
Charged with a Class A misdemeanor. And that right there is wrong. Okay, that doesn't sound like enough of a charge for a weirdo like that. Punishable up to a year in jail. So you know what that means. No jail. Slap on the wrist, $20 fine or whatever. And he goes off and now has sex with another animal.
With another one. And so he comes back to get the udder cow.
Okay, you know what? I do this with my grandson. It works. Time out.
Yeah.
Time out. It works. You're in time out. You're in time out.
I'm sorry.
Only because that was too easy.
Yeah.
It was too easy. But what do you do with a guy? I mean, really, with a guy like that? There's no therapy that you can't go to Betty Ford because you do it with animals.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
How can you? How does that? I don't understand how that even works. You look at a cow and
no, thank you. Exactly. She's looking good.
I gotta have me some of that.
Wow. Way to go, Daryl. This next story makes me feel good about people. Jim Baker, the evangelist who still is a minister with a following of people who buy into his crap, has decided, and I'm not joking, he's made a public statement, He did it this month, a couple of weeks ago. He has decided to forgive the people who put him in jail.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That is nice.
It is, yes. Now, he went to prison. Remember that picture of him in the fetal position?
Yes.
All crazy. He went in for mail fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy. He bilked people out of millions of dollars, never delivered on his promises to them, and was in jail for 5 years only because he was let out early. He was supposed to be in longer than that. He's still a con artist. He now sells these buckets of food to dumb people, stupid people, who think that the end of times are here. I've actually gone, and I have to. I get a big kick out of this stuff. And I've watched Jim Baker do his TV show, and he sells food with a 25-year shelf life. Mm. Now,
he's after the scared doomsday people. Yeah, that's who he's trying to. People. That's his market.
He says it tastes good, but again, he's a liar.
Right? Know? Yes.
It probably tastes like crap.
Proven liar.
And apparently, he has. In the last interview, he has no remorse for what it is. He says he will not accept blame for anything. He says it's the people who put him in jail who are the bad people, who are the enemies. This guy is out of his mind. Mm. And he said on a recent one of his shows that they're the ones we need to forgive. I'll tell you what, that's a true Christian.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real Christian.
There you go, Jim.
Forgiving the people who put him in jail. Wow. Mm. I don't think I get this story. There's a woman, let me find her name here, Brittany Hunter in Atlanta. She went on Facebook and is encouraging women. She put pictures of her underwear, her panties, on Facebook, and they're clean, but she'd worn them a day. And she's encouraging other women to share a snap. That's like a picture.
Snapchat?
Yeah, of their clean underwear. And she says, I just want to show panties that I wore a whole day with no stains.
What?
What is the point of this? Is it because she thinks somehow that people think that all women's...
She's trying to shame the other women that can't go a whole day wearing panties without leaving something behind.
She says, now here's what she says. Other women are jealous of her because they end up with stained underwear due to, and it's the V word, discharge.
Oh.
Calls it the panty challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of people are disgusted by it, including me. I don't want to hear this.
Well, yeah, and I saw this story, and any expert that you talk to in that area, mm-hmm. That field, will say that is perfectly normal over the course of a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
so she's shaming women for something that's normal.
That's perfect, yes.
But now there are products that they can get, and maybe she's using a product.
She's cheating.
Yeah, maybe she's doing that and then taking that out and then laying her panties down and taking a picture.
What has happened in the world? I mean, what's happened?
People
here?
Have gone crazy.
They've lost their minds. I mean, can you see a guy, a man, a real man, like a real heterosexual man, putting his underwear on Facebook and go, hey, look, all day I wore these and there's no stains on them. First of all, I don't think any man's ever had no stains at the end of the day. That's almost impossible because we have...
Shaming bad wipers, maybe.
Because unlike women, we have two places for leakage.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's almost impossible.
Oh, wait, women do.
No, they don't. It's all sort of from the same area. It is.
Cut from the same cloth? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You could say that, I guess. And I'm looking to see if there's anything else that's really, not that important. We're going to get right to the joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, this joke, I heard this today. I had heard it before, but I never had thought that I could tell it because And I want to thank Derek Nagel. Derek Nagel owns Gateway Lock and Security. And I paid him a visit today, and he tells me this joke. And I thought, you know, I've heard it before. But today it struck me as funnier. And then I said to him, I said, you know, I can't tell that joke because of a word that's in it. But then I changed the word, and I thought, you know, it's still pretty funny. And by the way, if it's not funny, then blame Derek Nagel.
Okay.
Because he's the one that told me to it. And he's a client. So I feel kind of an obligation to tell it. So if it's not funny, it's on him. If it is funny, thank you. Because I'm the one who decided to tell it. And I changed one word. And I dedicate it to all the police officers because for the last several days, we've tried to do every police joke we could come up with. I'm trying to lighten things up a little bit with this insane attitude toward police officers. So this police officer pulls an elderly lady over. And she's speeding a little bit. It's not the end of the world, but she is speeding. So he just needs to tell her to slow down. And he runs her plates. Takes her driver's license, goes back. You know, they go to the car and they call in the stuff. He comes back and goes, all right, ma'am, here's your driver's license. I need you to need you slow down. She says, officer, I should have told you. I forgot to tell you. I think it's a citizen's responsibility to let officers know if there's a loaded weapon in the car, and I have loaded weapons. He said, well, all right. Thank you. I appreciate you. Weapons plural? She says, that's right. He says, may I ask what you have in here? She says, I've got a 357. Excuse me. Her dentures kind of fell, got loose. 357 Magnum revolver. I've got a Glock 9mm and a Sig Sauer 380 for concealed carry. Here, look, I've got my concealed carry permit. He says, well, good for you, man. Ooh, three loaded guns in the car. Can I ask you, what are you afraid of? She says, not a damn thing. I'm sure this is somebody's favorite segment out there.
Sure.
You know, out of all the listeners, somebody thinks this is their favorite segment. So for that person, here he is from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Good Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, you know that. I hope you know they're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley, but there's nothing. Well, there's nothing like Amini's, and I don't think there's anything that comes close to Annie Gunn's, the restaurant or the market next door. And gift cards must be a good idea because they sell thousands of them every year. And now from the Coachella Valley, that's what they call it, Mike Evans.
Good evening.
Sipping away.
That's right, homie.
How are
what
you?
What is to do with the Democrat convention? They don't allow the American flag in the building?
Who said that?
That's not, yeah. That,
I saw I that. Somebody said that on Facebook. A couple of people have said that.
No, that can't possibly
true,
be
I
true.
Saw it, we're watching it live.
That can't be true.
I haven't seen one, and then I've heard it from several sources.
Hmm. Nah, I can't imagine that's right.
Why would they not let the American flag in? That's...
Don't make me get started.
Let me tell you something, Mike. We're sitting here. We got a monitor in the room. I'm sick of this. Here's exactly what it said a while ago. Breaking news. Now, I look up thinking, oh, my goodness, a terrorist attack. And here's the breaking news. Hillary seals and gets nomination for the Democratic Party.
What?
Hillary Clinton, it is confirmed, and that was the breaking news. I told these guys, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, man.
Hillary's the nominee.
That's crazy.
And it's still up. It's breaking news. Oh, here's what it says. Breaking news. Clinton becomes first woman nominated for president. That's not breaking news. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Here's your pop quiz question. Disneyland celebrating a birthday. How many people on average go to Disneyland every day, the one here in Southern California?
62.
20,000, 30,000, 40,000, or 50,000.
Hang on a minute. Even that lowest number. Are you kidding me? They go every day?
That's what I'm telling you. Wow. Movie news, the board of directors of Paramount Studios have agreed to sell 29% of the studio to a group of Chinese officials and businessmen. What's that all about? Mm. Seems a little odd. Odds and ends, I'm going to give you a list of people. You tell me what they have in common. You ready?
I'm ready.
Toni Braxton, Pamela Anderson, Nick Cage, Chris Tucker.
Mike Tyson.
Sly Stone. Basketballer Allen Iverson, footballer Terrell Owens.
They've all beat the crap out of their spouses.
They're all still alive.
They've all declared bankruptcy.
Oh.
TSA is so ridiculous. No matter where they are working, former mayor of New York and a one-time Homeland Security guy, Rudy Giuliani, flew into Akron, Ohio on his G3, seat six, had six people on board. Landed Akron, Ohio, private jet going to the Republican convention last week. Five TSA agents run up to when the plane lands. And then they open the door. They realize it's Rudy Giuliani. They're completely starstruck. All five went pictures with him, asked for autographs.
That's professional.
And then they made him take off his shoes, his coat, went through his suitcase, his briefcase, checked his hands for explosives, and took 2 hours to search his plane.
Wow.
That's almost as ridiculous as they used to pick up, 400-pound, 90-year-old women out of a wheelchair before they let them on a plane to make sure they weren't sitting on a bomb.
What 90-year-old woman in a wheelchair weighs 400 pounds?
Well, they've done it. What, isn't that ridiculous? And then it just reminds me, reading the New York Post today, a whole bunch of people, I think there was like 25 or 30, walked through security because the arch that you walked under hadn't been plugged in.
Oh.
They just walked right on through.
That's a good one.
Do you like Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
She got bucked off a horse and was believed to be in pretty badly bruised. But turns out she has three broken ribs, cracked fibula, damaged right hip, couldn't need surgery. She's down a walker in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Uma Thurman. Date in history, over 70 years ago, 73 years ago, July 26th on this date, 1943, a Los Angeles mayor at the time called the city council together. They wanted to figure out what was going on. All that irritation of people's eyes, it's hard to breathe downtown, visibility only three blocks. They had a press conference after their meeting saying, we decided that it's fog and smoke. We're calling it smog, but not to worry. They'd have it cleared up within the next 6 months.
Well, they sure did.
Yeah, worse now than ever. We have some follow-up on our pop quiz question, but with that in mind, and finally...
Oh, man. This guy.
How many people go to the... average go to the Anaheim Disneyland a day? 20 gur, 30 gur, 40 gur, 50 gur.
Gur is 1,000.
Ooh, I'll say 30 gur.
40.
I can't even imagine it's the lowest number, but I can't imagine that's the answer. But I'm still going to say 20.
Well over 50,000 a day.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
About 18.8 million a year.
Holy moly.
And that's 50,000 that go there every day?
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
They turn away people every day.
Wow.
And the ticket price is $125 a pop, so that means that they bring in $6,250,000 a day just in admission.
Okay,
without...
you know what? This will make me sound stupid. I just realized what you were asking.
Not the same people.
I thought you meant the 50,000 people, those same 50,000 went there every day.
Oh, no.
That's how stupid I am. No, I'm not kidding. I thought that's what he meant, that they literally go, well, let's go again today.
Yeah.
So you mean daily admission is 50,000?
Yeah.
Wow, I had that all wrong. I'm really sorry, everybody.
But still, that's a lot.
$6,250,000 a day just in admission prices?
Man.
Good coin in that business.
I would think so. Nah. And it's also, Disneyland is built on a very... Have you ever been there?
No, I've been to Disney World, but not Disneyland.
I was at Disneyland a long time ago.
That's a good story.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Built on a very small area of land. Only 0.2 of a square mile. The whole park. Now, in comparison to 50,000 to go to Disneyland every day, how many do you think go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every day?
3,000.
I wouldn't know how to guess that.
Oh, yeah.
3,000.
About 1,300.
Wow.
How many get on a boat and go over to Alcatraz every day?
600.
1,500.
Hmm.
My cabin's there!
I guess he decided he wanted to get out. It was over.
He didn't want to. Mike
Evans.
Comparison.
I thought he was going to go through every
every attraction.
I understood the question, and I thought all those numbers were low. If I were
now,
to
see,
guess,
now it seems low to me.
If I were to guess how many people,
same people, I don't know why I thought that.
If I were to guess how many people, I would have said 200,000, 300,000.
Yeah, I think 50 sounds low. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Gift cards, a good idea. East end of everything. I got thinking about something. It's time to talk about gateway lock and security. And here's what I was thinking about. And this is an actual statistic. A lot of the people who decide to get real security, in this case surveillance cameras, whatever form of security it is, it's people who have been robbed or have had a crime take place on their property. The first thing they do, now we better get some security. How about this? How about getting it before that happens? How about some surveillance cameras so that when it happens, you're not doing this after the fact, and you can catch whoever's responsible? Which brings me to another thing. One of the great advantages of surveillance cameras, unlike just a regular security system, boop, 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 alarm goes off, and that's fine. But until somebody shows up, they have an opportunity to do whatever they're going to do. And I mean everything from grab your TV to hurt somebody or kill somebody or poop on your dining room table. I mean, people do weird things. And it's very possible, even with that kind of mediocre security, for them to get away and they never get caught. Not so fast, not with security cameras, not with high definition gateway lock and security surveillance cameras. They're going to get caught because you got them. You got them. And what I like is, let's say they even look up. It's also a great deterrent. You know what's not a deterrent? Something they can't see. A lot of people put those signs in their yard. They don't even have anything. They think, well, the sign will scare them away. There's nothing more intimidating than an active camera. When you get near the building of the house, the bad guys already know, whoops, we don't have to go any further. They've already identified us. They know who we are. This is what they do. This is one of the things they do. It's a big part of their business. Gateway lock and security. Ultra high definition cameras. You can have two, you can have six, you can have eight. They have inside, outside, both business, residential. Look, folks, if your response to something like this is, well, I don't have the money for that. Isn't it interesting that all of us seem to have the money for what we think is important? I always like to use the bass boat because I know people that have $40,000 bass boats. They live in trailers. I got a bass boat, but security, surveillance cameras, no thank you. It's all a matter of priorities. And don't be one of these people who does it after something horrible has happened. After the bad guys, and I say guys because it's usually guys, do what they're going to do. How about preventing it just by the sight of these cameras? And if it doesn't scare them off and they decide to go ahead and do something stupid, you got them. Talk to these folks. Gateway Lock and Security. This company's been around over 50 years. This is a family business. And they do a lot of other things, too, keyless entry and all that stuff, and we'll get to that another time. What you need to know is the website, and it's Gateway Lock and Security.com.